thou art the man. Even as I say these words, Christians all over the world are saying, I know who he's talking about. And yes, you are right. Those words were spoken by Nathan the prophet to King David. And it's an amazing thing that such a thing would happen, as we know the story about David's relationships with a woman named Bathsheba and all that he did. Now, here's the fascinating thing about it. Most of the time, I'm talking about Christian believers who have read the Bible and understand Old Testament stories and events. You think of King David, and our minds go, he was a spiritual man. He was a very spiritual man, and he was brave, and he was loyal, and he was a strong leader. And most of all, he was a lover and a worshiper of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that's the way we see him. That's the way we view him. And we have these very wonderful thoughts about this tremendous man. But now, there is another side to this man. The side that we don't want to think about. He was an adulterer. He was a thief. And when I said this at Freedom Road, the eyes of my congregation challenged me. What do you mean, thief? And I said, he stole another man's wife. He was a schemer and a conniver. He was deceptive. He was a murderer. And he was a liver of a lie. Now, that's tough. But you say, well, sometimes we just have to tell it like it is. And that's why we call the Bible the book of truth, because the book of truth does not hide things. It tells it like it is. And these people who lived, and the Bible records their lives. The Bible doesn't tell you just the good things. The Bible tells it all. Because you see, this is a story about the redemption of mankind. And I've told you this before on the broadcast. That's the theme of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, the redemption of mankind. David played a role in the redemption of mankind because he was a bearer of the seed line of Christ. But not only that, David is recorded as a man after God's own heart. Now, can you imagine such a thing? God saying, this man, the man that I just described to you, is after God's own heart. But you see, there's a key to this. And we're going to talk about all these things this week, but here's the key that helps us to understand God's relationship to this man named David. I can sum it up in one word. And that word is mercy, the mercy of God. And even though we see a man who had a lot of wonderful characteristics, he did some very bad things. But God gave him mercy. Church, that's your word of hope for this day. This is Pastor Jack King with a gospel on the radio broadcast.